Welcome back, Mark Schneidman. I am my client's realtor, Jim Buckley, owner, editor, publisher, Montecito Journal. We're going to talk a little bit about the high end, some sales in Santa Barbara, and Jim's Montecito Journal semi-annual glossy edition is out now, and he does discuss this at length in his editorial. So what's going on? Who is Sergey Grishin, and what has he done?
Well, he's from Moscow, and he's moved here. He's emigrated here with his wife and two daughters. His wife and daughter. And he actually discovered for himself Montecito about 10 years ago. They were in Los Angeles doing some work, and they said, let's go up to Santa Barbara. Everybody knew Santa Barbara, and it was a big, as you know, the TV show was a big hit in Moscow. So he wanted to see the town. They got off at San Ysidro, drove up past Pierre Lafond, saw an open house sign, went in, liked the house, and bought it right just there on the spot up on the top of San Ysidro. And so he's actually owned property here for 10 years. But since he's decided to move here, came back, and Velverde went into foreclosure and had some problems. So he picked it up for $15 million,
you know,
17
I think,
acres.
I think I was there. Can you give a little thumbnail of Velverde for
well,
historical?
Velverde is, Austin Velverde. It's a Bertram Goodhue estate that's famous mostly for its gardens rather than the main house that Lockwood DeForest Jr. Did, and it's got this reflecting. It's an iconic estate of Montecito, the reflecting pool below the stairway that looks up towards the house and the cypress hedge that Lockwood DeForest was so brilliant in arranging up there. But it was a party house of Montecito. People like Lindbergh were residents there, spent the night, etc. It was just a great old estate.
Historical notoriety. And so he...
All of that.
When did he purchase it?
Sergey purchased it in August of 2009, just a year ago.
And has he completed any...
Well, no. He bought it, and then El Feritas came up around the same price, somewhere in the $15 to $20 million range. So he purchased El Feritas about a month later. So for a short time, he owned both the Velverde and El Feritas. But the person who, not Austin, but the person who owned Velverde before, split off 4 acres and sold it to somebody else. So the estate was not together. The person who owned the 4 acres put an offer in on Velverde, and Sergey sold it to him.
Oh.
So Velverde is now a complete estate.
Back again.
11-something acres. But Sergey, in his wisdom, sold Velverde for about the same price, I think $500,000 less than he paid, but he took a vacant 10 acres of Velverde, and he separated it out. So he now owns 10 acres of land, which he, you know, all in all, paid $500,000 for. But it connects his other home to El Feritas up there in the back.
So the 10 acres is contiguous with the new home?
With his new home and El Feritas. It's in between the two. So now he can go from his new home to El Feritas that he's renovating through his own property. Yeah, so he has access.
Wow.
So it worked out quite well for him. But the idea that you've got enough money to buy El Feritas, Velverde, and another home up there, says a lot about our area.
Well, that's why the title of the Montecito Journal semi-annual glossy edition that's out now is From Moscow to Montecito.
Yeah.
And this is a picture of which estate?
El Feritas.
El Feritas. God, this is, I know it's not the same Russian guy that just bought the New Jersey Nets because he's single.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And this guy has a wife and a daughter.
Yes, he does.
Is the daughter available?
She's 2.5 years old, so.
Talking with Jim Buckley. Speaking of being available, are you going to be going to R.P. Richards' service tomorrow?
Yes. Thank you.
I'm going to be wearing, well, I won't be wearing this button, but in my heart I'll be wearing this. Maybe I'll put it on the inside of my jacket, sports jacket, it says I'm available.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I was out with RP,
yeah.
he would always say, hey, yeah. meet my friend Mark. You know, he's available.
I see, yeah. And I know you were good friends.
He would do that no matter what. Yeah. Sometimes he would do it with a girl that, you know, wasn't going to be in your magazine modeling those sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
But he would just, yeah. And sometimes he'd introduce me as, do you know Mark's a brain surgeon? He's a big time, oh, he does this and that. But usually it was just, oh, he's the radio man. You know, he's on the radio like, you know, 9, 8, 12 times a week.
Uh-huh.
So some big numbers in Montecito. Let's see. We went in the first three quarters of 2010. We had 21 sales in Montecito for the first quarter. Median price, $2.1 million. Second quarter, 36 sales. That's a heck of a jump.
Yeah.
That's a huge increase number-wise. And the median price jumped to $2,750,000. And then the third quarter went up to 39 sales. So each quarter, increasing a number of sales. Median price down at $2,375,000. The reason why I said earlier, you know, the median price clearly tells us that half the 39 were above and half were below the $2,375,000 so it doesn't tell us, though, maybe if there were a lot of $15 or $20 million estates. What do you know about
well, what mix? I know is we've run a piece that the hut market is the $3 to $5 million range now. And the $2 to $3 million is also active. And, of course, anything under $2 million is good. So up until $5 million. But last year, the comparison would be, let's say, zero sales in the $3 to $5 million market as opposed to seven sales. In the $3 to $5 million in a quarter, is that kind
That's
of movement.
Very good. Yeah, you to really break it out. So you yeah. look at those numbers. You crunch
yeah.
those numbers.
Yeah, and what we say in our glossy in the editorial is that you're almost to the point where it makes sense to purchase rather than to rent in that range, because these homes and some if you're willing to spend $3 million, let's say, on a home, you can get a substantial home today, which you couldn't have gotten 2-3 years ago for that price, $3 million. The same house would have been $5.5 million or somewhere in there. So prices have come down 35 to 40%, sometimes more in some cases. And if you pencil it out, if you can lowball a place at $2.5 million, you put $1 million down, which sounds like a lot to some people, but to many people it's not, and you take out your $1.5 million mortgage, you're looking at a nut of about $7,000 a month, which includes your real estate taxes. That same house will rent about that. So we're very close to a point where, back in the mid-90s, as you recall, you could actually be better off purchasing than renting. And we're close to that point here in this range.
That's very, very good observation. I see a lot of rentals in Montecito coming up through my networking, you know, with uh-huh. with real estate, and a lot of them, of course, going for a lot more than $7,000, but they might be $5-8 million homes. I mean, some of these homes are pretty
well. I haven't kept track of that rental market.
Yeah,
I kept track of the lower end, and anything under, let's say, $8,000, you can get a pretty nice house still for renting for that. So
that's very, very yeah. interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, Montecito. The number of sales, just looking back to 06 here, I had 05 on another page, just trying to look for the highest number of, looks like the second quarter of 2007 had 59 sales. So that might have been the highest quarter, I can't say, through back to 05, but definitely back through 06.
Sounds about the peak, somewhere around there.
You know, last week, if you didn't hear it, it's on the website, RadioRealEstate.com, the podcast interview with the California Association of Realtor Economist, Robert Kleinhens.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled up some really interesting stats and talked about the height, you know, whether it was the quarter, maybe even the month, the height and the trough and the bounce back and this and that. It's very, very interesting. You might want to.
Well,
take a listen to that.
I lived in Manhattan in New York City in the mid-70s, and that was the time when Ford said to the city, in other words, go broke, declare bankruptcy. I think he said something like the heck with New York. It didn't end up that way, but it was the bottom, the absolute bottom of the market. You look at California, I mean, it's a pretty miserable state financially, and I'm hoping, I'm an optimist, so I think we may be looking at a real bottom here too. Bottom in both real estate and the rest of it, the financial health of the state. So while some would be fleeing, as they did in New York, others might be wiser to take another look and maybe jump in.
Mr. Jim Buckley, Montecito Journal, owner, publisher, editor, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Mark.
You're welcome. The rest of you, stay tuned. We're going to come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.